WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
While we're attempting to stay healthy at home during the course of this pandemic, there are certain things we can do to lessen our chances of having negative outcomes of the coronavirus pandemic. One of them is to avoid vaping and tobacco products. I recently spoke again with Dr. Ellen Hahn, professor and director of the Clean Indoor Air Partnership, and Marcia A. Drake, professor of nursing at the UK College of Nursing, about the negative consequences of vaping during the coronavirus pandemic. There are some new studies coming out about vaping in younger persons and a link to poor outcomes with COVID-19. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'm happy to talk to you about it. So Stanford did a recent online national survey. It was in May of 2020, and it's a pretty good sample size, about over 4,000 youth and young adults. They did what's called quota sampling, which is good in that they made sure they talked to about half of that sample reported electronic cigarette use and half did not. So they wanted to make sure that they had plenty of people in their sample so that they could make some comparisons between those who use and those who don't. And what they found out is that COVID, the coronavirus diagnosis, was more likely reported by youth and young adults who had ever used electronic cigarettes. Those who were dual users, meaning they used both electronic cigarettes and conventional cigarettes, and those who used it currently, meaning the past 30 days. So, the youth e-cigarette pandemic is really contributing to the COVID pandemic. I think of them as dual pandemics, you know, because in Kentucky, over a quarter, about 26% of our youth are using electronic cigarettes.
And I guess the intuitive inference would be that use of these products does affect the immune system in some sort of way that makes a user more susceptible to COVID-19.
Yeah, well, there are actually two things going on. That is true, that it's harder to fight off infection because tobacco smoke and aerosol, you know, create these tiny particles that get trapped in our lungs, and that really that hurts our ability to fight off infection like COVID. But the second thing is that the nicotine and the other chemicals in these products actually damage our lungs. And the studies are clear. I mean, we have plenty of studies now to show that people who use electronic cigarettes, if you look at their lungs and do, you know, biomarker data on their lungs are damaged just as much as people who are using conventional cigarettes. So there is lung damage. There's cellular damage in the lungs when you use these products, and they really, you know, are comparable. And the other thing about COVID that you may not think about is a lot of young people share the devices, the electronic cigarette devices, which means that they're, have this hand-to-mouth action, and if they're sharing them, they're passing viruses and other infections along to the other person. So not only is the tobacco, you know, the aerosol that they're inhaling damaging their lungs and making them less able to fight off infection, but then they also share them, and they also bring their hand to their mouth. And, you know, we're not supposed to be doing that during a pandemic. So there's a lot of things going on.
I have learned something today, Ellen, because I had no idea about that particular aspect of e-cigarette use.
You mean the lung damage or the...
Oh, sorry. No, the sharing. It just seems so counterintuitive that someone would do that during this pandemic era.
Well, I mean, it's not that they're doing... I mean, I don't have data to say they are doing it during pandemic, but that is a very common practice among young electronic cigarette users, that they may perhaps buy a disposable e-cigarette. They take a few puffs and have their friends puff. And, you know, it's kind of a social event. So we haven't done studies on the behaviors to see if they've changed, but I would be surprised if they have. You know, I think initially in the pandemic, we had heard reports that there was less, you know, purchasing of these products because people were home and they were being cautious. But, you know, as the economy's opened up, some have gone back to school, we don't have any reason to believe that people are using less or that their behaviors have changed.
Well, one question I had, and maybe you know this, I'm not sure, but it's something that would seem at least a consideration intuitively, is if the novel coronavirus is passed through aerosols and particles from the nose and mouth, is there increased potential for increased transmission of COVID-19 through the exhalation of these aerosols from vaping products, that sort of thing?
Well, yes. In fact, we've known that for a long time, that there's both mainstream and side stream smoke when people use the product. So in other words, the bystanders are getting not only what's coming out of the aerosol or the burning end of the cigarette, but they're also getting what the user is breathing out their nose and mouth. So yes, we do know that. And they're both harmful. And so, right. I mean, as soon as COVID pandemic, was occurring back in the spring, that's the first thing I thought about, is bystanders and the fact that just using these products and spewing smoke and aerosol out into the environment, it seems like it could be a way to transmit, you know, because like you said, we know now that the COVID virus is transmitted by tiny, you know, really, really tiny aerosol, you know, particles that are in those aerosols, ultrafine, and those, they move along pretty well. And that's similar to the size of the aerosol that, you know, is emitted from these products. So, yeah, that's possible. Although I haven't seen any studies on effects of the bystanders COVID, and that would be a good study actually to look at people who don't use but actually are exposed to secondhand aerosol and tobacco smoke during this pandemic. And we do know, though, there are several studies in adults, but one particular in youth that came out of UCSF recently, that, you know, smokers who get COVID become more sick, they're more likely to go to the intensive care unit, and they're more likely to pass away compared to non-smokers. And actually, we have a similar study among young adults who smoke and get COVID. You know, they get more sick as well. So, you know, that is a concern with these products. So again, you know, Evoli, the lung injury day incidences that we were seeing last fall, you know, spiking around the country and in Kentucky, when the pandemic hit, those data, you know, we kind of didn't track those for a while. And I think they're starting again to track lung injury with electronic cigarette use. We do know that they harm your lungs. There's no doubt about that.
For those who may be interested in quitting the vaping products or any tobacco mm-hmm. products, in this age of, you know, on again, off again lockdown, are there resources sure. that people yeah. can engage with yeah. to get off of these products?
Yeah, and it's all online. So that's the good news, and it's free. So if they go to www.smokefree.gov, you can sign up to receive text messages to quit. And some of the research has shown that's been pretty effective, to get a little reminder on your phone and suggestions on what you could do. There's also a free telephone hotline, and that's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. There's also a free mobile phone program to stop vaping. It's specific to e-cigarette use or vaping, and you text Ditch Juul. It's one word, all caps, Ditch Juul, J-U-L-L, J-U-U-L, to 88709.
And Ellen, you wanted to mention something about e-cigarettes and their nicotine levels, something we should be concerned about?
Yeah, so electronic cigarettes may contain 2 to 10 times more higher levels of nicotine than conventional cigarettes. And so there was an estimate that when you use a closed pod system for e-cigarettes, that the nicotine content is equivalent to about 20 conventional cigarettes. So the chances that you're going to become highly addicted to electronic cigarettes are pretty high.
Well, and we tend to forget in casual conversation that nicotine is a poison that is used as an insecticide, and that's something that folks are taking into their bodies.
Well, and nicotine harms brain development, most importantly in children and young adults. And not only is it highly addictive, it also causes stroke. And so, you know, here are young adults and their brains are still developing, and so nicotine will harm that development.
My thanks today to Dr. Ellen Hahn, Marcia A. Drake Professor of Nursing at the UK College of Nursing, for talking with me about the negative consequences of vaping and tobacco. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.